The Watchtower, Study Edition, November 2025. Study Article 44. This article will be studied during the week of January 5th through 11th. Maintain your joy in old age. Theme text: In old age they will be thriving. Psalm 92:14. Song 138, Beauty in Gray-Headedness. Focus: Why it is important for older ones to maintain their joy and how they can do so.
Paragraphs 1 and 2, question: How does Jehovah view faithful older ones?
People around the world react differently to getting old. For example, imagine this scenario. Do you remember when you noticed your first gray hair? You may have been tempted to pull it out before anyone saw it. But you realized that pulling out gray hairs was not going to stop more of them from appearing. This example illustrates how hard many individuals resist getting older. However, our Heavenly Father has a different view of His servants who are aging. He likens them to thriving trees.
Psalm 92:12-14 reads,
But the righteous will flourish like a palm tree and grow big like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of Jehovah. They flourish in the courtyards of our God. Even in old age, they will still be thriving. They will remain vigorous and fresh.
Why is that comparison fitting? Trees that are laden with leaves and fragrant flowers are often many decades old. One of the most striking trees is the Japanese flowering cherry. Some of the most beautiful ones are over 1,000 years old. Much like these mature trees, faithful ones who are up in years are beautiful, especially in God's eyes. Jehovah sees the person behind the gray hair, and He appreciates the beautiful qualities of older ones, their endurance and loyalty, as well as their many years of faithful service to Him.
The cover picture for paragraphs 1 and 2 shows an elderly couple sitting on an outdoor bench surrounded by blooming cherry blossom trees. The cover picture description and caption read, Much like mature trees that are beautiful and continue to thrive, faithful older ones are beautiful and continue to flourish. Paragraph 3. Give an example of how Jehovah has used older ones to accomplish His purpose.
A person's advanced age does not decrease his value to Jehovah. In fact, Jehovah often uses older ones to accomplish His purpose. For example, Sarah was advanced in age when Jehovah announced that she would become the mother of a mighty nation and an ancestress of the Messiah. Moses was up in years when Jehovah commissioned him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And the Apostle John was elderly when Jehovah inspired him to write 5 Bible books.
Paragraph 4, question. According to Proverbs 15:15, what can help older ones endure the challenges they face?
Older ones face many challenges that come with advancing years. One sister humorously said, Getting old is not for wimps. But having joy can help older ones to endure the trials that come with being up in years.
The footnote reads, Expression explained. Joy is a quality that is part of the fruitage of God's Spirit. The basis for true joy is having a close relationship with Jehovah. Proverbs 15:15 reads,
All the days of the afflicted one are bad, but the one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast.
In this article, we will discuss practical things that older ones can do to remain joyful. We will also consider how others can help older brothers and sisters in their congregation. First, let us discuss why it can be a challenge to maintain our joy as we age.
The picture for paragraph 4 shows the couple shown in the preceding image holding each other and smiling as they stand under a blooming cherry blossom tree. The picture caption reads, "A joyful disposition can help older ones to endure the trials that come with advancing years."
How old age could affect your joy?
Paragraph 5, question. What may cause some older ones to get discouraged?
What might cause you to get discouraged? Perhaps you feel disheartened because you cannot do what you once did. You may long for the days when you were younger and in better health. For example, a sister named Ruby says, "Putting on clothing is difficult because of my aches and pains as well as my lack of mobility. Something as simple as lifting my feet to put socks on is hard. My hands are numb and full of arthritis, which makes it challenging to accomplish even small tasks." And Harold, who served at Bethel, says, "I don't recognize the man I've become, and I get frustrated at times. I used to be very athletic. Playing baseball was my favorite pastime. Others would say, 'Give the ball to Harold, because he never misses.' But now I don't think I could even throw the ball."
Paragraph 6, question A. What other reasons could cause some older ones to feel discouraged? Question B. What can help older ones determine whether to stop driving a vehicle or not? See in this issue the article entitled, "Should I Stop Driving?"
You may feel discouraged because you are losing a measure of your independence. This is especially true if you need the help of a caregiver or if you have to move in with one of your children. Or perhaps you are deeply disappointed because your health or your eyesight has deteriorated to the point that you can no longer go places by yourself or drive a vehicle. How distressing! But it may help to remember that our value to Jehovah and others does not depend on whether we can care for ourselves, live alone, or drive a car. And we can be assured that Jehovah understands our feelings. What matters to Him is who we are on the inside, someone whose heart is full of love and appreciation for Him and for fellow worshipers.
Paragraph 7, question. What can help those who are saddened by the possibility that the end of this system will not come in their lifetime?
Perhaps you are saddened by the possibility that the end of this system will not come in your lifetime. If you feel that way, what can help? Try to remember that Jehovah is patiently waiting to bring an end to this wicked world. But His patience is not without purpose. His patience is allowing millions of people the time and the opportunity to come to know Him and serve Him. So when you feel discouraged, try to think about how many people will benefit from Jehovah's patience before the end comes. Might some of them be members of your own family?
Paragraph 8, question. How might the challenges of aging affect older ones?
No matter our age, when we are not feeling well, we are more likely to say or do things that we regret. For example, when the faithful man Job was suffering, his words became wild talk. Additionally, a medical condition may cause older ones to do or say things that are out of character for them. Of course, none of us would intentionally use our age or our health as an excuse to be unkind or demanding. And if we realize that we have said something unloving to someone, we should not hesitate to apologize. How to remain joyful.
Paragraph 9, question. Why should you accept help from others?
Accept help from others. At first, you may find that difficult. A sister named Gretel says, "Sometimes I find it challenging to accept help because I feel that I will be a burden. It has taken time for me to change my thinking and humbly admit that I need help." When you accept help from others, you allow them to feel the joy that comes from giving. And you will no doubt be pleased to see just how much others love you and care about you.
Paragraph 10, question. Why should you remember to show gratitude?
Show gratitude. When others do good things for us, we feel gratitude, but we may forget to show it. However, if we smile and say thank you, we make our friends feel valued and appreciated. Leah, who is a caregiver for older ones at Bethel, says, "One of the sisters I care for leaves me little thank you notes. They're not long messages, but they're so sweet. I really love getting them, and it makes me happy to know that she appreciates my help."
Paragraph 11, question. How can you help others?
Strive to help others. When you focus your time and energy on others, you will be less likely to focus on your own problems. An African proverb likens older ones to a library filled with books containing a wealth of wisdom. But books that are left on the shelf do not teach or tell stories. So, as a living library, take the initiative to share your knowledge and experience with younger ones. Ask them questions, and then listen. Teach them why living by Jehovah's standards is always best and will make them happy. No doubt you will feel joyful when you comfort and strengthen your younger friends.
Paragraph 12, question. According to Isaiah 46:4, what does Jehovah promise to do for older ones?
Pray to Jehovah for strength. Though you may feel physically or emotionally exhausted, Jehovah never tires out or grows weary. Isaiah 40:28. How does Jehovah use his limitless energy? One way is by strengthening faithful older ones. In fact, he promises to help them.
Isaiah 46:4 reads,
"Until you grow old, I will be the same. Until your hair is gray, I will keep bearing you. As I have done, I will carry you and bear you and rescue you."
And Jehovah always keeps his promises. When you pray and then feel Jehovah's love and support for you personally, you cannot help but feel joyful.
Paragraph 13, question. According to 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, what should we remember?
Remind yourself that your situation is temporary. When we remember that a difficult situation is temporary, we can endure it more easily. And the Bible assures us that old age and poor health are temporary. So you can find joy in knowing that your best days are ahead of you, not behind you.
2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18 reads,
"Therefore, we do not give up. But even if the man we are outside is wasting away, certainly the man we are inside is being renewed from day to day. For though the tribulation is momentary and light, it works out for us a glory that is of more and more surpassing greatness and is everlasting, while we keep our eyes not on the things seen, but on the things unseen. For the things seen are temporary, but the things unseen are everlasting."
But what can others do to help?
The picture collage for paragraphs 9 through 13 shows a blooming cherry blossom branch. Insets depict various ways brothers and sisters can remain joyful in their old age. An elderly sister holds on to the arm of a young sister as they grocery shop together. An elderly sister writes a thank you card. An elderly brother listens as a young brother opens up to him. An elderly brother prays. An elderly sister in a wheelchair reads the Bible. She visualizes herself in paradise as a young woman walking away from her wheelchair. The picture caption reads, "How can you remain joyful despite the challenges of old age?"
How others can help.
Paragraph 14, question. Why is it important to visit and call older ones?
Visit and call older brothers and sisters regularly. Older ones can feel isolated. A housebound brother named Camille says, I have to stay indoors from morning to evening, so I get really bored. Sometimes I feel like an old lion in a cage. I get nervous and frustrated. When we visit older ones, we reassure them that they are important to us and that we love them. Likely, we all can recall a time when we intended to call or visit an older person in our congregation, but we did not follow through. We all lead busy lives. So, what can help us to make sure of the more important things, including visiting older ones? Philippians 1:10. You may find it helpful to make notes on your calendar to remind you to send a text message to older ones in your congregation or to call them. You can also schedule time to visit them. Do not leave it to chance.
Paragraph 15, question. What can younger ones and older ones do together?
If you are a younger person, you may wonder what you can talk about or what activities you can engage in with older ones. But try not to overthink it. Just be a good friend. Stop and talk with older ones before or after congregation meetings. Perhaps you could ask them to share their favorite scripture or a funny childhood memory. You could also invite them to watch a JW broadcasting program with you. You may also be able to help older ones in practical ways. For example, you can help them keep their devices up to date or download the latest study publications. A sister named Carol says, offer to do things with older ones that you enjoy doing. Though I am older, I still want to enjoy life. I like shopping, eating out, and getting out in creation. And a sister named Myra says, one of my friends is 90 years old. We have a 57-year age gap. But I often forget about that because we laugh together and watch movies together. And when we face problems, we look to each other for advice.
Paragraph 16, question. Why may it be helpful to accompany older ones to medical appointments?
Accompany them to medical appointments. In addition to providing transportation for older ones, you may be able to ensure that the medical staff are treating them well and giving them the attention that they need. You may be able to help the older one by taking notes about what the doctor says. An older sister named Ruth says, often when I go alone to a medical appointment, the doctor does not take me seriously. Doctors may say such things as, your problem is psychological, it's in your head. But when I am accompanied by someone, it makes all the difference in how the doctor deals with me. I thank my brothers and sisters who take the time to accompany me.
Paragraph 17, question. What aspects of the ministry can you enjoy with older ones?
Work with them in the ministry. Some older ones may not have the physical strength to preach from door to door. Could you, for example, invite an older sister to join you for cart witnessing? You might even provide a chair for her so that she can sit near the cart. Or could you offer to take an older brother on a Bible study? Perhaps even conducting the study at his home. Elders can consider arranging meetings for field service at the home of older ones so that they can participate more easily. Anything we do to honor older ones is worth the effort.
Paragraph 18, question. What will we discuss in the following study article?
We have been reminded that Jehovah loves and values older ones, and so do the rest of us in the congregation. Growing old is difficult, but with Jehovah's help, you can maintain your joy. How encouraging it is to know that your best days are ahead of you, not behind you. What about those of us who are caregivers for an older family member, a child, or a friend who is ill? How can you maintain your joy? We will discuss the answer to that question in the following study article. How would you answer? What situations could cause older brothers and sisters to lose their joy? How can older ones maintain their joy? How can we support older ones in the congregation? Song 30, My Father, My God, and Friend. End of article.